In our bulletin today, we have our church calendar and our prayer list. And first of all, on the calendar, we need to note that there is no bell choir this week. And we need to keep this around this week and pray for the people on our list. We ask that you remember all of these people in prayer. And so at this time, let us go to prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are our Creator, that you cared enough about us, Lord, to send your Son, Jesus Christ, to die in our place, to die for our sins, and to redeem us to yourself. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you that you answer prayer, that you are with us, that you are a risen Savior who lives in our heart today. We thank you, Lord, that you live each day with us. We also lift up this morning everyone who is sick and hurting. We lift up those in the nursing home and those that are shut-ins. And Lord, we also pray for our servicemen who are overseas. We just pray that you'd be with each one, that you'd touch, give them peace, grace, mercy, live in each one's heart. Please minister to each of us as we need. Be with us now as we listen to, we have listened to your word, and help us to apply it to our lives. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Adele. If you could take this insert out of your bulletins, please, this green insert. One thing that we try very hard to do at this church is to have worship and the scripture and word preached specifically be relevant to your life. And we work hard at doing that. Our whole worship team is focused on that purpose. And not only that, to hope that we have some fun in worship and maybe sweat a little too. But I always think that's good in a worship service that we work to worship. But this sheet of paper is very important. In a couple weeks, I'm going to begin a teaching series called Have You Ever Wondered? Have you ever, not wondered, but wondered? And I want to give you the opportunity to help me shape that teaching series. And if you have 1 to 3 questions, if you have more, that's great, but you're going to have about a minute to do this, all right? 1 to 3 questions that you have always wanted to ask God, the church, or a pastor. And trust me, they can be anything you want. I have preached on some crazy stuff that I've gotten from here, and I praise God because it challenges me. So if you have a question that you've always wanted to ask God, the church, or a pastor, would you please write these down? And what is coming next is our offering. And if you would fold this and put this in with your tithe when that plate comes by, that would be awesome. Please continue.